I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm running this pod this time around. I'm in charge. Fine.
Take it away.
I will. Intro's playing. It's playing. It's going.
It's already done. You're talking.
Oh, yeah. True.
See, you can intro it, but I...
What is up, everybody? Caleb, please stop interrupting me. How are we doing today? We got a PSO podcast. The original two. We're on. We're actually doing something. Everybody else has been doing it for us. What have you been up to, Caleb? Been doing anything cool? You know,
cool? No, absolutely nothing cool. Been working. Working a lot.
That's good.
I play some video games when I have time, and I watch some Celtics basketball. That's about it.
Any bitches?
No.
All right. This is why I'm never in charge of a podcast. This is the main problem.
Why? Why?
Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Our buddy Nick and his friend Devin just put out an MLB pod. It was really good. I listened to it this morning. They had some pretty good takes, so check that out. I did a solo pod last week. I think it still holds to today, so you can check that out if you want to see the big dog solo. That's fine, too. But, yeah, we're going to talk about a little NBA and a little NFL today, just a little NFL. But let's start off with the fact that Steph Curry has been absolutely on fire lately. 73 three-pointers in the last 10 games. He currently leads the league in points at 31.4 points a game, Caleb. Have you been watching this shit?
Just past our good friend Bradley Beal. Just passed him.
Good old
I have.
Bradley Beal's getting the garbage time points.
It's been quite absurd what he's doing. It's, you know, vintage Steph, vintage MVP, unanimous MVP numbers. 73 three-pointers in his last 10 games. I think he's got like 78 in his last 11 games or something like that. It's quite absurd. Our buddy Terry was texting me the other day about it, and he's like, for a while, Ray Allen had the most three-pointers made in a season record before like the lead kind of changed, and it was like 269. And he said with the pace that Steph's been on, like the past, you know, however many games, 10 games, 11 games, he would have passed that in 30 games. So,
oh my God.
It's been wild. He's doing phenomenal shit every night, and it's insanely fun to watch.
He's currently second all time behind Ray Allen. I think he's like 200 something three pointers behind Ray Allen. So, if we get another healthy Steph season, he can shatter that record by next year. He's 33 years old. How old did Ray Allen play till? 40? Close? Damn,
I don't
close.
Know. 38, 39? Yeah, it was
Steph
close.
Steph did that in 5 less years?
Oh, I mean, we're not even close to done either.
The
record's going to be shattered,
done?
And it's not even going to be close.
Did what? You ever think that, I mean, because Steph Curry, we saw MVP Steph, and then we saw, you know, kind of back roll Steph for the past couple seasons with, you know, KD coming to the team and everything, and then you got the Clay injury that's happened, and he struggled with injuries the last couple years too. Did you think he was done, or did you always have faith that
done?
Steph, not done, but
done.
Done being MVP level Steph.
Don't slander my guy Steph. No,
I know. I was curious.
My faith has never wavered in Steph Curry. He continues to be a top five player in the game every single year. He's the best shooter in the history of the league.
Give me your top five. Rattle off your top. You do this NBA shit to players? Me. Yeah, you do this shit to me. I want to see you do it off the top of your fucking head. You just said Steph in the top five.
You can't just put me on the spot.
All right, that's what you do to me. You do it to me all with right. quarterbacks all the fucking time.
In no order.
In
no order.
Cap.
LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Steph, and James Harden.
You think Giannis is not better than Steph Curry?
I'm taking Steph Curry over Giannis.
Jokic?
Yeah, I'm taking Steph Curry over Jokic.
Embiid?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man. All right. That's fine. I just want to put you on the spot. I didn't even have anything to do out of that.
40 a game? I mean, I'll take it, bro. I'll take it.
And he's 33 years old, so it's not like he's a young whippersnapper out there anymore. He's slinging it at an advanced age now in the NBA.
He's showing the young whippersnappers how they need to be playing, you know?
That's knocking right. everything and down. I think the craziest thing is I feel like this game can, like, transfer over to for the next at least 3-4 years. It's not like he's like Vince Carter or Blake Griffin where they're just, like, dunking over everybody and their athleticism's doing it. Like, he's just a good shooter. You know, he gets open and makes plays.
He really hasn't slowed down. I mean, apart from injury, I mean, the guy is – pretty much always been pretty consistent, you know, close to that 30-point a game mark. I don't have his percentages in front of me right now, but, you know, he's always shooting close to 40 from three and close to 50 from the field. So, I mean, you know, Steph Curry's going to do his thing. It's been crazy, though. It really has been.
That Celtics game was nuts.
I'm trying to find the stat. He's got, like, however many games with 10-plus threes. It's like 11 or something. And no other player has more than two.
Yeah, and he's done it for the last five games he's did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Something absolutely insane. Steph Curry's something else. He's absolutely bananas. And, I mean, he was on a podcast, which I don't know which podcast it was. It should have been PSO. But he was on, he was on a podcast, and they asked him about the MVP thing, and he says, it's got to be me. The Warriors are a 9 seed in the West, so that's a big yikes there. But, you know, Russ made it as a – he won MVP as a 7-6 seed. You know, Steph Curry's kind of a lot cooler than Jokic is this season. No offense, Jokic, but you don't really do anything interesting, you know, in my eyes.
Don't do my guy Jokic like that. He just puts up a measly 40, 12, and 7 every night.
Yeah, and then he gets burned on defense because he can't fucking move. He's the marshmallow guy from Ghostbusters.
This is crazy. Slandering Jokic.
I mean, Steph's working a lot harder for it. That's just how I feel about it. But is there an actual MVP case for Steph Curry going up against Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, and, I mean, Harden's struggling with that hamstring injury, so probably not him.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, like, I don't even know, like, what is a case? What does that mean?
Can he win MVP?
No.
Should he win MVP?
Well, that's two different things.
Well,
I think the answer to both are no. Answer to
really?
Both are no. No, no, no.
Who should it be?
Well, they're not even a playoff team right now. Well, I guess technically
they are.
They're
playing.
Yeah, technically. So has a MVP ever been given to a player that was not a top 8 team? I don't think so.
Keep talking. I'll find out.
I don't think that's ever happened. This year is going to be a really weird MVP year. I think it was Embiid for a while. Then he got hurt. Then people were moving to the LeBron camp. Then he got hurt. Now people are sort of on Jokic. Not to mention Giannis is still just doing his Giannis thing that he's done. And he's won MVP the last two seasons. So
he's doing better. His stats
James
are
Harden
better.
Has a case. I just don't. At the end of the day, the W's aren't going to be there for the Warriors, and it sucks. They're not very good. You know, I think after the Russell Westbrook experiment, and then they got bounced 4-1 in the first round of the playoffs after they gave him MVP, it's just like that just kind of looks dumb after the fact. So I don't think it's going to go. I mean, even Jokic, like, they're a three right now. So, like, even he's not on a top four team. So, I honestly think Embiid's still got a case. If he could play out the rest of the year, he plays 50, a little more than 50 of the 72 games that they're playing this season. I think he'd have a good case. But I think it's going to be him, Jokic, or Harden. I think Jokic is, like, the far and away favorite right now, if I'm not mistaken. But, no, I don't think Steph can win it, even though his numbers are there. The W's just won't be.
It's happened one time in NBA history that a non, a player that didn't make the playoffs.
It has happened?
Yeah, one time.
What year was it? 1948?
1975.
Oh, wow. Okay, who was it?
Who do you think? I want you to guess.
Wes Unseld.
Hey, that's a good guess, but no. He's a big man. Big man. Top three in points.
What?
All time points.
Kareem?
It's Kareem. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they went 40-42, and he won in the 1975-76 season.
And they didn't make the playoffs?
And they didn't make the playoffs, but everybody loved Kareem.
Oh, man.
It's about to happen again in 2020.
An unstoppable force. Well, what do you think? You think he's winning?
No, I don't think he's winning. I don't think there's a snowball chance in hell he's winning. But I think that Embiid's been the most dominant player in the NBA this season. If he didn't get that little injury spurt that he had for that short period of time, I mean, it wasn't very short. It was kind of a elongated time. I think it would have been all but wrapped up. Jokic is amazing, though. Jokic, the season he's putting together, it's going to be tough whenever it goes down to him and Embiid for first-team All-NBA. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a year. Remember that year Marc Gasol won Defensive Player of the Year and then made second team all defense? Yeah. I think we could see something like that where Jokic wins MVP and Joel Embiid gets the center spot. I think that would be cool. But I think Joel Embiid deserves it. I think that 76ers team has been one of the most dominant teams in the NBA. Ben Simmons should be Defensive Player of the Year. Joel Embiid, he plays well on both ends. That's something that Jokic lacks. Jokic is a good defender, but not very good, I guess to say. But Jokic does everything else a lot better. He passes better, but Embiid rebounds and plays defense, and that's something I care about, and I feel like transfers over in the playoffs. So I would go with Embiid personally, but I don't think Steph maybe was sneaking into the five, you know, but you also got to look at what Giannis is doing, dude. Like, Giannis is putting up better numbers than any of his MVP seasons. And that team's good. Like, it's not like that team's bad, too. You know, like, that's a good team in the East. And he's not really getting any recognition. It's just,
not at all.
I mean, people are just tired of it. Voter fatigue. Yeah. Which is one of the dumbest things in sports and also the coolest. I like that we kind of put stories on who should win MVP. But then that's also how you get Steve Nash winning over Kobe. Kobe winning over Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook winning over Harden. So maybe that's not the best idea. But I don't think he's got a chance. I wouldn't do
Nikola Jokic is the heavy favorite right now. So I just looked up this random list of odds. He's minus 400 right now.
Jesus Christ.
So, and that is a future bet. So that's basically like a shoe-in, essentially.
That's Vegas
this odds is saying. But
we're confident.
And then the next one up is Embiid at plus 325, and then Giannis at plus 2,000. So there's a pretty significant gap. This year's just sucked, man. It really has because of injuries.
Yeah, injuries are taking a lot of things off.
Taking a lot of fun out of the year. The year hasn't sucked, but it sucks that there's so many stars that are getting hurt significantly that we're being robbed of watching them every night. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Even if Jokic wins at a three seed, I think that's kind of a far drop off of the W's we're used to seeing. So I don't know. Steph can't win though. I don't think.
I know it's kind of sad though because I mean this year's been incredible. It's just insane how he's...
He's just incredible to watch night.
This was really big for Steph, too, because, like I said earlier, he's coming off the years where he was kind of second, third fiddle. You know, he struggled in the play. He's never won a finals MVP. You know, KD was kind of running the ship. And
let's not make up these Steph Curry struggle narratives.
I'm not saying he struggled. I'm just saying that he was the guy during their first championship run. And then all of a sudden he's kind of, you know, he's second in charge, you know?
Yeah.
He's not the main dude. And
but he's back now.
And now he's back. And now he's just dropping bombs trying to get this poop team to the playoffs.
That dude you're saying was in charge ran to New York. He ran for the hills.
Yeah, that's true.
Steph said, I'll hold down the four here. And they're going to be incredible because they're going to get another good player next year in the draft. Klay is going to hopefully come back. Jesus Christ, I feel so bad for that guy.
It's been 2 years. Yeah, that's a big what if. What if Klay comes back and he's not 100% what he was before?
Yeah, the only thing that scares about me is their age because they are getting older.
Draymond's looking like shit, to say the least.
I disagree. He's fine. He does what they need. His jump shot. When has that ever been good?
Jump shot, but it used to be over 40% for a little bit. He used to be reliable. He used to be Marcus Smart-esque, where it's like, you should take it. Oh, okay, that's fine. Now it's just don't shoot the fucking thing.
In the finals, we see people just guard him in the free throw line. Like they don't care. So. Yeah. Draymond's still doing his thing. People can shit on Draymond all they want. He's never going to score.
Okay, too.
Well, he's out for the year now. He tore his meniscus, which really sucks. Okay. That's just another guy out. And then LaMelo Ball got hurt, too. So
LaMelo's coming back, though.
Even the rookies are
getting
feeling the surge. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for the Warriors and Steph. And I don't know. Let's get them healthy so they can get one last run.
Did you say surge, by the way? Because guess what the next title of the next bullet point is? It's Celtics are surging.
Oh.
Look at you.
Look at me.
They're winners of the six of their last seven. They recently signed Jabari Parker, former second or third overall pick. I don't know why it's second.
Right? Who's the first? Brandon Ingram, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. If it's not right, then I don't care. But Jabari Parker's a Celtic now. Didn't look too bad off the bench. They're a sixth seed now in the East. What is your thoughts on the new look Celtics?
The new look Celtics. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I forgot Jabari Parker existed. Was he just a free agent? Is he not playing?
I think he was bought out. I think he was a buyout.
Where the hell was he?
Sacramento.
This season he was on the Sacramento Kings?
I'm about 48% positive.
Hold on.
I could have swore I saw him in a Kings uniform, but that might have been 2K.
Well, aside from Jabari Parker, the Celtics have been playing well. Like you said, won six of their last seven. They actually lost last night to the Bulls, or two nights ago, whenever that was. But I don't know. They've been playing very well. And when I say they, I mean Jason Tatum has been playing very well. He won Eastern Conference Player of the Week 2 weeks ago. He probably should have won it last week, but they just felt like throwing Julius Randle a bone. That guy's been crazy.
His first 50-burger.
Yeah.
And his first triple-double.
Had the 50-bomb. Also had that TNT battle with Steph Curry. That was on TNT, right? Or was that on ESPN? Either way, it was a nationally televised game, and him and Steph both went freaking berserk.
TNT executives were nutting everywhere on that.
He had 46. I think Steph had 48. It was crazy, but Jason Tatum's playing well.
Cardiac Kemba's looking good, too. He hit the clutch shot in that game.
Yeah.
Game-winning three.
JT and JB... You know, Jaylen Brown, they've always been good. They've been good the whole year. It's just a supporting cast. What can they do? So when Kemba steps up, we're looking nice, you know. I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast. You know, Robert Williams has one of the highest PERs in the league or something like that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
It's like a top 10 and everybody else is superstars. So when the guys step up – you know, they're going to be fine. I don't know what this means for later in the season. But right now, they're playing well, and so is Jason Tatum. Okay, so Jabari Parker played 3 games for the Kings this season.
I was right.
He played 3 games. He played 9 minutes total.
That's impressive that I actually knew that, though.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought he was on his couch.
I mean, he probably was for a little bit, but yeah. I what do you think about the... Because people were kind of wanting Danny Ainge to go a little ham in the trade, you know, trade market. And there's even like thoughts that maybe they should just kind of, you got to pick one of the horses to ride with between JB and JT. What do you think about now? You think they should ride it out? Just be like, hey, let's see where this goes. Because they are young. I mean, shit, Tatum's still younger than me.
Yeah. I don't know if you know how this works, but he'll always be younger than you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
But I'm still young. So I know that he's still young then.
So, okay. I'm a terrible person to ask this question because I don't think I've ever had more fun rooting for players than Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's up there with, like, Isaiah and, like,
Fournier,
Kevin Garnett. Ray Allen, like, I just have so much fun rooting for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But if they're going to be great, they either need to, A, get a guy that matters, and they might have that already. And when I say guy that matters, that means a top 7 to 10 guy in the league that could win you a championship.
Who's that guy and, they have already?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They either need to get that guy, or Jason Tatum needs to become that guy. So
then they would probably need a guy to replace Jason Tatum's role.
Well, you know, that's Marcus? Also the other issue is the team as constructed currently is not very good. So they've got issues. We could sit here and bitch about the Celtics all day. I love Peyton Pritchard, but I feel like they have 10 Peyton Pritchards. I love Robert Williams, but I feel like they have 10 Robert Williams. Like, they just have these guys that are guys. They're just guys that would fit well on teams, but the Celtics have too many of them.
Yeah.
Like Grant Williams, Semi Ojeleye, Romeo Langford. Like, these guys are just trying to find their footing and trying to fit into a lineup.
See, when Grant Williams,
and it's just tough.
Langford, and who's the other one? Semi. Whenever they get over 50 minutes in an NBA game and they score 6 points between the three of them, that kind of pisses me off. That's not good. Mainly because I think some of those players wouldn't even be on another NBA roster. I think that's the main problem, is these guys are getting extended minutes. We saw it with Jeff Teague this season. God damn, he was a corpse out there, and they kept throwing him out there because they didn't have bodies. When Fournier comes back, it's going to be Fournier and Jabari off the bench. I think this team can be good. I think they can be good, but I think you're right. They need one of those guys to become... Hey, he's in the top 5 conversation. Because, I mean, as much as we can rave about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, neither one of them are there yet. Like, they haven't made that step. Despite what I want to think in my head, and, you know, oh, what if he does this? What if he... No, they're not there yet. But they might be able to construct a team that has just 3 really good guys like JB, Jason Tatum, and, you know, I mean, Marcus Smart, I hope they can keep, because that guy is clutch as shit. He is the guy that's shooting the big shots at the end of the game. And it's incredible. And he makes great plays on both ends of the floor. And if they can get Kemba going, too, this is how this team should have looked in the beginning of the season, which they kind of did before JT got COVID. But I think they're still at a standstill, because I don't know of another player that could send this team to the stratosphere to be in the conversation with even a Philly, which is a tier below Brooklyn. That's the problem, I think, with the Celtics, is there's really not a guy.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, we could sit here and bitch about the Celts all day. But, they need the guy, or they need Jason Tatum to become the guy, and they also need the front office to do them some favors. So there's a lot of work to be done there. Not a contender this year. They can make it interesting in the playoffs, have a couple long series. Maybe I don't see them getting past the second round. So,
yeah. That's a good take. I'll live and die on that hill, too. Speaking of teams that needed a lot of work, this team might have worked it out. How about that little segue? You like that?
Look at it. We're just on fire with this.
The
segues,
New York
bro.
Knickerbockers, which is maybe the worst sports name of all time.
They're no, a five it's iconic.
Seed. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, there is like a minor league team called like the Water Dragons and shit. So maybe. The Knicks are a five seed right now. Just going absolutely ham in the East. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Julius Randle, sleeper MVP candidate?
Yeah.
23.7 yeah. points, 10 rebounds, 6
That'll
assists.
Be the fucking day.
He's the first guy in Knicks history since Bernard King to put up certain number of stats that are irrelevant and all over the fucking place. Did you see that stat the other day? It's like 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 steals. It's like... Yeah, okay. That I don't give a shit. I don't care about that list. This team doesn't have a guy. I guess the guy
you
mean?
Have
to say is Julius
the guy
Randle.
Is Randle.
But where would you rank Julius Randle in your hierarchy of NBA players?
I don't have a clue.
Should Julius Randle be getting more respect?
I feel like he is. He was an all-star.
That's not respect. Think he'll be an
it's
All-NBA?
Not?
No.
No, he's not going to be an All-NBA. No.
Theo Ratliff got a fucking All-Star. They're just basically giving those things out.
He might be an All-NBA. What's he averaging? He averages 23. And he's probably not. I don't know.
So you're saying we got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on one team and Julius Randle on the other and Julius Randle's team's the one above? That's got to say something about the star player. Julius Randle needs more respect.
Well, I think... Hold on. Excuse me.
You all right?
I think the Knicks may be a better team than the Celtics.
Oh, my God. I'm ending the call. I'm ending the call.
But yeah, he's got a little more support. They've found Emmanuel quickly. They got R.J. Barrett, who's hooping this year. You know what R.J. Barrett's doing this year?
I don't know.
He's just scoring 18 a game. You know, just in his second year in the league, no big deal. Shooting 40% from three, basically 39%, and 45% from the field. So.
And what about Nerlens Noel? Yeah. Have you been seeing him? He's been a block monster lately.
A block monster?
Block monster.
You know, I love block monsters. Block so do you, actually.
Yeah, he's been absolutely insane. You can keep going on a tangent about how – are they better coached, too?
Who's their coach?
Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, yeah.
Tibbs. Remember how bad of a hire we thought that was?
No, they're not better coach. No.
I don't understand.
No way.
Knicks have made every wrong decision. If you would have told me that the Knicks, their best player would be Julius Randle, they would sign Tom Thibodeau, Obi Toppin, their top draft pick, would suck ass the entire year. And I'm trying
he's hardly played. Number one.
He can't play. He's not good enough to play right now. He's got his two positions are taken. And Nerlens Noel would be like their third best player. I'll tell you they were a fucking 12 seed.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I'm looking at their team right here. I'm trying to find their best lineup. And it's just like... I don't know, man. There's something in the water. They're tired of being bad. I don't know what to say about the Knicks. Like, I don't watch a ton of the Knicks, mainly because it makes me sad. But, like, they got guys. And, you know, they got Quickly, who's broke out this year. They got, like you said, Nerlens is doing his thing. D. Rose is, like, perfect vet to have on your team
these
days.
They traded for D. Rose again.
Yeah,
I should have added that to my list of things that would happen before the season that would mean this team would suck ass.
And you got guys on the team that aren't even doing shit. Like Kevin Knox is averaging like 6 points. Like Taj Gibson's another good guy. He's a good vet to have in your locker room. I mean, I don't know what to say. Are they really a fifth seed?
They're number five, buddy.
Oh,
right above the Celtics.
So they will play if the season ended right now, they play the Hawks in the playoffs.
That would maybe
they could win
be
that
the,
series.
Yeah, yeah.
They could.
Definitely could. Let me ask you something here. If Brooklyn or if New York makes the playoffs and wins in the first round but loses in the second, and Brooklyn doesn't make it to the finals, which New York team had the better year?
I mean, I don't know. It just depends.
I think it's the Knicks.
I mean,
Brooklyn gets bounced. What if Brooklyn gets bounced in like the second round?
Well, they won't, though.
How do you know?
Who are they going to play the second round?
I don't know. What if Kyrie wants to go to the strip clubs again, and James Harden's all about it, too?
Okay, so the season ends. So Philly will play one of the Pacers or the Raptors, right? That's 9 and 10. Is that how that works? I don't even know how it works. They'll play the winner of the play-in game.
Yeah, the play-in game. Yeah.
They'll play the winner of the play-in game. So right now, 7, 8, 9, and 10 is the Heat, the Hornets, the Pacers, and the Raptors. And the Wizards could make it, and the Bulls are still in contention as well.
I got the Heat, the Hornets, the Pacers, and the Bulls.
What?
On my standings.
Oh. Oh, we have different standings?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just on Google.
Oh, I think the Raptors game just ended.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. It did. It did. So, yeah. So, I mean, the Nets in the first round would play a play-in team. And then in the second round, if they win, they would play either the Celtics or the Bucks. So, they would play the Bucks. So, can the Bucks beat the Nets in a playoff series? I guess theoretically, yeah.
I'm telling you.
I don't think they will. I think the Nets will win that in like five.
Oh man, you tired?
I don't know.
Tired of them? You tired of
the Bucks? Well, we just seen it. Like, what's changed?
They got Drew Holiday.
They have, instead of Eric Bledsoe. I mean, that's an upgrade.
That's a big upgrade.
Is that a championship winning upgrade?
No, I just don't see it.
Like,
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Katie, Kyrie, and Harden. I mean, talking about two guys.
Definitely right now.
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
That's not a good word.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kyrie's out indefinitely every 2 weeks. So, I mean, you know, what does that actually mean?
That's not indefinitely.
On hold? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, I call it on hold. Just wait a little bit.
It's like a customer service call. He's on fucking hold. But I don't know. I see the Nets doing really well in the postseason. And maybe I do tend to fall into these traps, right? Like, I liked the Clippers a lot last year. I like the teams when they're put together. So maybe they will flake out. I just don't see it. Like, they have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, two guys that have performed in the biggest way on the biggest stage. And they're just going to teach James Harden how to do it. So I don't see a world where the Knicks have a better season than the Nets. You can hang a moral victory banner.
That's
the Knicks love
saying.
To do that.
I feel like if the Knicks get to the second round and the Nets don't make it to the finals, the Knicks win.
Hang the banner, yeah. Okay.
Hang the banner.
I'm with you.
They're
I'm on the
New
Knicks
York's
side for
team
that one.
Right there. What do you think the best case scenario for the Knicks? How far do you think they can actually go?
One playoff series.
One playoff
That's
series?
It.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say this.
They can't win two playoff series.
There's no way.
There's no shot. Yeah, they could definitely beat the Hawks. But the Hawks are frisky, so, you know, they could win as well.
God. The Knicks and Trae Young are above the Celtics in the standings.
Listen. It's not by much, but yeah.
All right, I'm moving on. Jamal Murray tore his ACL against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, very, very tough because the Nuggets were playing good. Playing very well. And Michael Porter Jr. was actually getting going.
He's on fire, yeah.
Yeah, he's been going absolutely ballistic. The Nuggets are fourth in the West currently. Jokic, the current MVP front runner, as you said already. 26 points this year, 11 rebounds, almost 9 assists. Michael Porter Jr. is up to 18 points and 8 rebounds almost.
Wow.
But my question is, now we're going in the West, the injury-riddled West. Are the Nuggets out of the West with this Jamal Murray? Can we just write them out? Because there was a possibility that this team could make it at least to the Western Conference Finals, maybe even farther if Jamal Murray was healthy. What do you think? Do you think they're done? Do you think this Jamal Murray, they can't get over it, especially if you're going up against Titans like Utah and LA right now?
Can the Nuggets win the West? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
No, they can't win the West. They cannot win the West without Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's too loaded. Like, didn't someone on the Jazz just get hurt? Did Mitchell get hurt?
I think Mitchell might have just got hurt, too.
Okay, well, yeah, look did. That up he while did. I'm
he
talking.
Did. He did.
Okay, he did. Okay, that. So...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That was against the Nets.
Right now at the top of the standings, we have the Jazz and the Suns. The Suns are really good. I don't think they can win the West. Then we have the Clippers, and then the Nuggets and the Lakers. If the Nuggets had Jamal Murray, I think they would be a contender to win the West, but not without him. It's got to be the Clippers and Lakers, right? Like, I know we can do this. Like, we sit here and talk about how good the West is on podcasts and shit like that, but LeBron and Anthony Davis come back. The Clippers-Rondo thing is, like, working like a charm. Who else is going to win? Like, who's going to beat them? I don't know. I just don't see it.
How are you out on the Bucks, but you're in on the Clippers? I feel like they're just East and West opposites, or the same team in different conferences.
Clippers got better.
They got Rondo. That is true.
Yeah.
Playoff Rondo. Better.
And they got, you know, yeah, they got veteran guys that'll put them in the locker room. They learned last year. They, got Serge. They learned last year that you can't just, you know, it's hard to flip the switch. You know, you kind of got to have a little bit of solidarity
and
between
last year
the squad.
Was weird too with the bubble, so you never know.
The
how.
Bubble, yeah. But I just think, I don't know, man. Like, I like the Jazz a lot, fully healthy. They're a great defensive team. We saw the Jazz Nuggets playoff series last year in the bubble was remarkable. It was insane to watch. Mitchell put up 50 twice. Murray had a 50 banger in there as well. It was incredible to see those teams go at each other. So I'm excited to watch the Western Conference playoffs. But I don't think the only thing that's holding me back from saying it's LA or bust is that they're lower seeds. Like the Lakers are 5 right now.
Yeah.
And they could fall farther theoretically, but Anthony Davis is coming back, so probably not.
And LeBron. LeBron's doing basketball activities too now.
Yeah, LeBron will be back whenever
he wants
to be back.
And the team's not playing too bad. I mean, I thought they were going to play a lot worse without both those guys. But,
yeah,
I mean,
Drummond's kind of been able to find his footing, and he hasn't really even played with the other two guys. He hasn't played at all with them.
No, he's never played. Yeah. He hasn't played with either one of them yet.
That'll be interesting to see. He's kind of had his free reign there for a while. He's going to take a way back seat whenever those two guys come back. But I don't see it for the Nuggets, especially without Murray, unless – There is a universe, though, where Michael Porter Jr. just goes nuclear, and he's their second-best player. And I think you know, by next year, 2 years, he could be their second best player. So that's the kind of guy, like, that's the kind of potential this guy has. Like, he's 6'10". He could score the ball from anywhere on the floor. He might be their best shooter. Like, yeah. So there is a world where that happens. I don't see it happening this year, though. I think the Nuggets are out of it. Yeah, I do.
Donovan Mitchell just has a right ankle sprain, too. They found no damage, so he's probably going to be good to go in a couple weeks, I'd assume.
W. So,
yeah, I don't think they can make it out of the West, especially without Jamal. That's a big.
The two-man game they run is just so important. Like, the Murray Jokic, like, that's their offense.
Yeah.
And Porter works off of it. It's, like, really been working well. And I think Jokic's numbers might sink a little bit without Murray. But, I mean, his usage rate's going to be through the roof still. So when I say his numbers might shrink, his efficiency might go down. But, you know, the raw numbers are still going to be there because he's just going to have to do a little bit more. But, yeah, no, I don't think they have a super high ceiling without Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Caleb, you ready? We haven't talked about football since September of last year.
Wait, I want to give a quick shout-out to LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, yeah. I almost said he passed away. But
he did pass away. His basketball career passed away. He retired.
That's sad, too, because he was playing good for the Nets.
Yeah, he was, and he just got there. So that does suck. He retired because he had an irregular heartbeat?
Irregular heartbeat, yeah. That kills a lot of people.
They tested it, like, 2 weeks ago or something. They tested like a week before he retired, and he's like, nah, I'm not messing with that. I'm done, which is kind of frightening.
That's like one of the number one deaths of like athletes is an irregular heartbeat because it just starts going nuts whenever you're in the middle of a game or something and you collapse and die, and that's it. You know? So, I mean, I think Aldridge is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah?
I do. He's made the All-Star game. It's so easy to make the Hall of Fame in the NBA. He's like a four-time All-NBA-er, eight-time All-Star. This is going off the top of my head, so it might be completely wrong. But, I mean, he was lights out for Portland in those years.
He's Hall of Famer?
Seven-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA second team, three-time All-NBA third team. Yeah, seven All-Stars, five All-NBAs. T-Mac made it with eight good years. Yao Ming's in it.
All right.
Yao Ming's in it. He played fucking six years.
Yeah,
combined,
but those guys had cultural impacts though.
T-Mac
and Yao Ming.
T-Mac's cultural impact?
What do you mean? He was the guy. He was a guy.
Yeah, he was a guy.
LaMarcus Aldridge is never like, he's never been a superstar. Like,
he's the second team.
Tracy
All-NBA.
McGrady was a superstar. So that plays into effect. Just like you said, storylines.
Ralph Sampson, he's a Hall of Famer too. Look him up.
Nate Thurman.
We're just going. The NBA it's the Naismith Hall of Fame for a reason.
He averages 19 points for his career and 8 rebounds. And he's a 5-time All-NBA.
Yeah. I think that's it. I'd give it to him.
All right,
that's it. But yeah,
if he had a ring, he'd be a shoo-in.
Well, shit, if the Nets win, he got it.
All right, I guess that counts. Yeah, that counts.
But that doesn't count as a ring.
Yeah, it does technically.
No, I mean, but it doesn't count. I wouldn't count it if I'm a Hall of Fame voter.
Like, I mean, it's on the resume.
Like Gary Payton's got a fucking ring. He didn't actually win that shit for the Heat.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
He helped.
He had one shot in the playoffs.
A guy like Gary Payton, though, that really helps the resume, though. That's just
it does.
It doesn't?
It does.
You look at his whole career, and you're like, oh, you got a ring in there? It don't say the year by it or anything.
But what if Chris Paul goes to the Lakers at, like, age 39 and wins 3 titles playing 2 games a year? Come on, that's not
a problem. He probably helped him get there, bro. Chris Paul, like, makes everybody better. That guy's like a home improvement crew except for your NBA team. He just goes to your team and makes him a playoff team. It's kind of wild.
All right, we're getting off track. I mean, actually, we're on track because it is a sports podcast. But I wanted to talk about football because we haven't talked about it.
Great!
Last time we talked about it was when Russell Wilson was supposed to win the MVP.
Oh, it was way before the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, you're right.
What the fuck? The Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking.
You must have had a good 420, didn't you?
No.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, let's talk a little football. So, since this pod, there's been a trade that has been going nuts right now in the NFL draft square. The 49ers traded up to 3. They traded their 2021 12th overall pick, 2022 third overall pick, or third round pick, a first round pick in 2022, first round pick in 2023, all for Miami's number 3 pick in this year's draft. That's a lot for the number 3 pick. They moved up 9 spots to get this pick. The rumors are going absolutely insane on who they're going to get. I even put some betting odds in there. Do you like that?
How about that?
I put some betting odds in here. So the odds for the third overall pick in the NFL draft, Justin Fields minus 125. I almost said Daniel Jones.
Mac.
Mac Jones.
Mac Daddy Jones.
Plus 150. Trey Lance at 225, or plus 225. And then Kyle Pitts at plus 5,000.
Kyle Pitts?
I just threw him on there because he was the last one.
Plus 5,000?
Yeah. Zach Wilson was on there. I'm not throwing that on there. The Jets are stupid. They'll take him sooner. Yeah. But there, I don't know if this was just one of those, because every time we get closer to the draft, like, rumors just are going all over the place. Like, it would be like, oh yeah, Josh Rosen is the guaranteed number one overall pick, and then you get 3 weeks later from the draft and it's fucking Baker, and then you get 2 weeks away from the draft and it's, you know, Josh Allen, and like just starts going all over the place. Well, a rumor came out and it kind of scared the living shit out of me, if I was a 49ers fan, that they were gonna take Mac Jones and it was almost guaranteed. Did you see that?
Yeah I did. Yeah.
Is there any, I don't know who came up with that. I don't know whose idea it was to throw that story out there. I don't know if it's actually real information, but are the 49ers going to take Mac Jones? And if they do, what the hell is going to happen?
Wait, you're going to ask me if they're going to take him or should they take him?
I'm going to ask you, are they going to take him, to make the question harder?
Well, to answer that game, I have no fucking clue.
Well, that is a...
Okay, so that's a cop way back, our buddy Joe Baker, big college football fan, big Alabama guy, shocker there. He's I bet him that Mac Jones wouldn't be a first-round pick. Ooh. And then that was off of doing absolutely no research. As soon as I shook his hand, I pulled out my phone and I Googled Mac Jones. And it literally said he might go fourth overall.
Oh,
so I was like,
God.
I'll just like buy you a bucket or something. So like, I don't watch a ton of college football, truthfully. I do watch the higher profile games. Watch Mac Jones play. He's good.
I like
Mac
Jones.
He's good. He wasn't like jump off the page great at all. But also, he just played with two receivers that are going to go in the first round this year and a running back that may go in the first round, maybe a second or third round pick. So, like, he had some help.
He's
on
Alabama, which is the greatest college organization in the NFL, or in the NCAA right now, too.
And, you know, the Niners pick him. He'll have a solid team there. He will. He'll have George Kittle. He'll have Debo Samuel. They got guys. I don't know if they're gonna pick him. I think that's terrifying. I don't know shit about evaluating quarterback prospects. I think Justin Fields is the safer pick because I don't think Justin Fields. I just don't know if he busts. But you could also say that about Mac Jones. I don't know. I'm very all over the place. I think they will pick Justin Fields. I do think that. But like you said, crazy shit happens every year. Like,
oh, yeah.
The guys get shuffled around, and sometimes we don't even know what's going to happen until the week before. So
that's true.
It ain't going to be Trey Lance. It ain't going to be Kyle Pitts. I think they will go for Justin Fields, which I think, you know, it really doesn't even – I don't even think that's the most interesting part. I think the most interesting part is – if they do pick Mac Jones or Justin Fields, what the hell happens to Jimmy G?
That's true. Very true. You know what happens to Jimmy G? He's your starter for three games, and then the nature just takes its course.
Well, they don't trade him. They keep him.
I think they keep him. Unless New England makes an offer.
That's what I'm thinking.
About that.
Yeah. And they need a quarterback because they just signed Cam Newton again. So that's not doing much.
They definitely need a quarterback.
Yeah. And Billy B spent some money this offseason. So
that's true.
He doesn't enjoy being middle of the road. So he's going to fix it as soon as he can. So overall, I think they have to pick Fields, right? If the Jets aren't going to pick him, then they have to. They have to pick Fields.
I think Fields is definitely the safer option. I'd definitely take Fields. That's just me, though. And I am a quarterback draft expert. That's true. Yeah. I was a big Josh Allen guy. And look what happened to me. I'm a god now. Just kidding. I was also a Matt Barkley guy. Don't forget that. I think it's going to be a good draft this year. I'm excited. I always love.
Yeah, I am too.
My favorite drafts are the ones where it's like there's five quarterbacks that are supposed to be good, and then you wait 5 years, and only one of them was kind of good. You know what I'm talking about?
And I also love the overreactions to like the combine shit. Like Zach Wilson is literally taking snaps at his pro day. Like he's like in a Under Armour, like cutoff and shorts, and he's throwing off balance throws, and it goes viral on Twitter. And it's just like, what are we doing?
Look at the poise of this kid.
Throw pads on the kid, a helmet, and then have Von Miller chase after him and see if he can do that. What the hell are we doing?
You know what I need to start doing is recording Chad when he's outside throwing the football to the neighborhood kids. He's got a dart in his mouth. He's throwing fucking 50 yards, just slingers all over the yard.
Yeah, bro. We'll edit that up. We'll have him in the sixth round. No problem. Bro.
Easy.
No problem.
He's gonna be the sixth round Johnny Manziel.
We could definitely trick the Jets into picking your fucking brother. I promise.
Shit, they might take him too if we edit it well enough. All right. Well, to end this podcast, I came up with a little game. This is a game.
Come up with games. That is always a horrible idea. Universally.
I think they're good ideas. I like my games. But to show how stupid the draft is and how experts don't know anything, I don't care if you're Mel Kiper or Todd McShay or I don't even know Albert Einstein, you can't guess the fucking NFL draft and who's going to be good or not. You're just going off instinct. There's a lot of things that happen where some players develop rightly. Rightly is not a word. More well in certain situations.
They develop gooder.
They develop weller. They develop better in certain situations, and other situations they don't. I don't think we can, go off that. So to show where NFL teams got it wrong, I'm going to play a game with Caleb called Who Was Drafted Higher?
Bing, boom, bing.
I'm going to give Caleb two NFL players.
Why do I sound like a train?
I don't know. I'm going to give him two NFL players, and he's going to guess which one of these motherfuckers were drafted higher. You ready, Caleb?
Yes.
Can you add sound effects whenever you get it right and wrong?
Well, I just did, bing, boom, bing.
Oh.
It was suspenseful music.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you ask me to add sound effects? You're just putting more work into the edit. Fine. I got it.
You don't need to sleep.
Enjoy. For all the listeners, enjoy these sound effects that Chase requested.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, the respect I deserve on my podcast. All right. So, these two players were drafted in the 2017 NFL draft.
And I don't believe you.
Defense. Welp. You're wrong right off the bat, then. Always trust your host. I'm the best host around. We saw the big dog video on YouTube. Love game. I am the best host.
Love dog.
So, these two players, 2017 draft. So, take your mind back to that 2017 years. Get rid of that bong resin from your head. Get it going. Make sure you remember the 2017 draft where you're sitting there with your half unshaved mustache watching the 2017 NFL draft.
Who's number one pick in this draft so I can take my brain back?
I didn't have that readily available.
How am I supposed to prepare?
But no, you can't look it up because then you can see the whole fucking draft. You cheating I'm asshole! Not gonna,
what are they? Are they picked in the first round?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Okay, I'm just gonna look.
Hold
at
on!
The first
I found
pick.
It! I found it! I found it! I found
okay,
it! Shut
okay,
up!
Okay.
First selection was Myles Garrett for the Cleveland
okay.
Browns. So was
all
that
right,
draft?
I'm there.
That draft. Okay. So, two defensive players. T.J. Watt, very good player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we know.
Great player.
Brother of J.J. Derek Barnett. He went to...
Who's that?
Exactly.
It has to be that guy. It's a trick question. I'm picking that guy. He was drafted higher.
You are correct. Caleb gets the first one right. Derek Barnett.
Wait, who? Okay, go ahead. I cut you off. I do want to know who Derek Barnett is.
He's currently a defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles. He went with the 16th pick in the first round. T.J. Watt went with the 30th. So, yeah. Okay. Number
Oof.
Two. Number two. My second one. 2004 NFL
oh, Christ.
Draft. We're going back to, like, Caleb still wet in the bed. You know,
how old was I in 2004?
Kissing girls under the swings.
I was
8 years old. Prime
was
time.
I was 8. Yeah,
that's probably what my picture on Xbox is from.
Yeah.
The first overall selection in this draft was Eli Manning for the San Diego Chargers, which we all know how that turned out. So, who was drafted higher? Larry Legend, Larry Fitzgerald. Houston Texans legend, Matt Schaub.
Are these all trick questions? Because they're just going to be easy if I just pick the worst player.
I don't know. Go off your gut.
Wasn't Matt Schaub a first rounder? Were they both first rounders?
I don't know. I didn't write this one down. So
I'm picking
guessing.
Schaub.
You are incorrect. That's why you don't go. I'm flipping them off on camera. Yeah, you thought I was doing a trick question? You can't trick a trickster right there, bitch. That's how you do the game. It was Larry Fitzgerald. He was taken with the third overall pick. Matt Schaub
wasn't
taken.
I'm just a dumbass. I should just know that.
Matt
okay.
Schaub wasn't taken until the 90th pick in the third round. I just wanted to see which one.
There's going
to
be some Larry Fitzgerald fans that listen to this. They're like, you fucking moron.
All right, so now you know it's not all trick questions. So,
University of Phoenix alum Larry Fitzgerald.
That's right. University. Yeah, those commercials suck ass. It's a scam, Larry. You're screwing these kids out of money. All right, 2006 NFL draft. We're going farther. You're 10 years old now. You know,
nice.
You're in your prime.
Probably just learned how to use my peen.
Oh my god. All right. There you go for you visual learners at home. The number one pick was Mario Williams to the Houston Texans.
Okay.
2006 NFL draft. Stephen Gostkowski.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or Brandon Marshall. Great wide receiver, great kicker, great matchup right here. Who are you taking, the kicker or are you taking the wide receiver?
I don't have a clue. Where was Brandon Marshall drafted? Like who drafted him?
He went to Denver. And Gostkowski, as we know, went to New England. This is a good game, isn't it? This is a good game.
Well, I'll take Brandon Marshall.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All righty. Turns out that these picks were back to fucking back.
Oh, wow.
With the 118th pick in the 2006 NFL draft, the New England Patriots took Stephen Gostkowski. And then with the 119th pick, the Denver Broncos took Brandon Marshall. They
this
went
is horseshit.
One pick from each other. Isn't that nuts? That was my favorite one I found.
This is a setup.
This is a setup. Guess who wins? Me.
Yeah, somehow I don't. There's no possible way I could win.
Okay, we're going to go to the 2010 NFL draft now.
Okay, I might do a little better at this.
Yeah, this one's a little more in your wheelhouse. I say that now. I'm pretty sure, I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm pretty sure it was Sam Bradford, wasn't it? Yep, Sam Bradford.
I guarantee I get this one right. I guarantee it.
Sam Bradford was the number one overall pick that year. We all know how that turned out. And the two players are Rob Gronkowski was taken in this draft, and the legend himself, Tim Tebow, who was taken higher.
Tebow was taken 17th?
You're close. I'll start giving you some hints since
I don't know where Gronk was taken. Was Gronk a first rounder? I have no clue. All I know is Tebow's a first rounder. I don't know where Gronk was taken.
It is true. I'll tell you what, since you don't know where Gronk was taken, Tebow was the 25th pick in the NFL draft.
Okay. Oh, man, that leaves basically the whole first round.
Who was drafted higher?
I'll just say Tebow. I don't know where Gronk was picked.
You go 500. That is correct. Look at that. Rob Gronkowski was taken with the 42nd pick in the second round. Tim Tebow was, of course, taken with the 25th pick. And that ends our game of who drafted higher. Yeah, I mean, he didn't do bad. 50%? No. That's like half
I'm
my
happy
math
with
test
that. You threw some fucking 2004 bullshit at me. I was 10.
That was a good one. Matt Schaub and Larry Legend? Larry Legend
still
playing.
I was 10.
Larry Legend's still playing.
I was 10.
So?
And then I was 8.
I remember more
for one.
I remember more when I was 10 than I did last weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Are we in final thoughts?
Because
I have a banger.
Oh, you want me to go first? Because mine sucks.
Sure.
Okay. Mine's not as good. So, as you know, me and Caleb are not very religious people in this world. But if there was one person or thing we would pray to, it would probably be his Lord and Savior, Bill Simmons. He's a genius. He's a god. I love his book.
I was going to say Jason Tatum, but go ahead.
Well, no. Bill Simmons, I'm sorry. He's a god to me. The other day, I heard the first take that I don't agree with Bill Simmons, and I wanted to share it with you to see your reaction.
Okay.
Bill Simmons hates the fact that a runner starts on second in the extra inning rules for MLB.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous, yeah.
And his solution to it was, what's wrong with a tie? Bill Simmons, this is fucking America. This is the U.S. of A. And you want a tie? What the hell is that European shit? Get out of here with that. You want a fucking tie? What is this? This isn't girls' soccer. This isn't men's soccer. This isn't sports that I don't care about. This is America, Bill Simmons. A tie in America's pastime? Oh, my
goodness.
You
tie in football.
Yeah, that's true. And guess who gets pissed? Everybody.
Everyone.
You know what a tie is? A tie is whenever you can't get hard when you're having sex. Nobody's happy. But hey, you got
That's
somewhere.
That's not a tie.
You guys are both naked.
How is that a tie?
You're both naked.
That is an L.
You got to see
that is the biggest L you can take.
You got to see a naked girl.
There's no tie about that.
You got to see a naked girl.
No consolation.
You could do some foreplay action.
Dude, ties in baseball wouldn't even matter.
I think they would.
I mean, why? They play 162 games. Nothing baseball does make sense. Might as well fucking throw ties
in. I'm fine with the second runner on second. Give me that over a tie.
That's stupid.
No
I think
ties.
It's dumb. I'd rather have an 18-inning game than start with a runner on second.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think about the players.
Yeah.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah, We could think about the players, but they're out there playing 162.
I would say in the 10th inning, just bases loaded. Who gives a shit? End the game. At that point, I'm already drunk at the ball game, and I'm ready to go home. Nobody's
If you get a hit, you win.
sudden death. That would be cool. What if you do like one pitcher, one batter?
What are you talking about?
Like they just switch at bats and the team like comes out in the field.
Let's just do a fucking home run derby to break the tie.
No.
Screw it. Let's play Indian ball.
Indian ball.
What else?
We're going nuts. We're going nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. All right, so I was having this conversation the other day with our good friend Joe Schuerk. And he said if I won the lottery, he was talking about if he won the lottery, right? And he said he'd hire me. He hired me to work for him personally. But he said my job would be to wipe his ass.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm here asking you. I win the fucking lottery. Okay? I said, you're my first phone call. I said, Chase, I just want 100 mil. How much per year do I have to pay you to wipe my ass?
Every time?
Every time.
Even the bad ones?
Wipe it. Every time, bro.
Man.
Or actually, sorry. Actually, I think we said it was like a Monday through Friday thing.
Do I get holidays off?
You know, we could talk about it.
If we get holidays off, it changes the whole conversation. Because I'm not doing Monday through Friday, New Year's, big dog can't get drunk, I have to be wiping your ass.
So, okay.
Because I would have to be with you for the entire day. Or am I getting hourly? Like, what is it?
You pick.
Because am I like sleeping at your house Monday through Friday, wiping your ass? Or is it like a 9-to-5 job?
I'm taking a dump. I'm calling you. I'm saying, Chase, I'm on the pot. See you in 20.
I would definitely have to stay with you because like I would never know when you got a shit.
I have frequent bowel movements.
Exactly.
Frequent. Frequent.
I would need
and brutal.
Oh my God. So I do some pretty nasty shit in general.
Okay.
But is intentional too. But I don't do poop at all. Like it literally makes me gag. I'm the guy that takes a shit and flushes. I don't look at it. I could have colon cancer for all.
You don't look at your poop?
Nope. I could have colon cancer. That shit could be coming out like tar. Could be black tar. And guess who's not looking at it? Me, because I will literally vomit. I don't do poop. Kia poops on the floor and I leave it. I just let her sit in it. You know, I can't pick it up. I would have to be at least in the 700,000 to a million range to wipe your ass Monday through Friday.
Okay. I think we got 700,000 to a million. What the fuck? That's a big range. So 700,000 is the least you do it for.
Minimum. Yeah.
Okay. So the offer was put onto the table 300K.
300K? No.
You wouldn't do it for 300K? You know how much money 300K is?
300K is a lot. Yearly, too? Yeah, no.
If I offered you 500 bucks to wipe my ass right now, would you do it?
No. God, no.
For 500 bucks?
Not even 500 bucks. I don't like
bro,
poop.
See, they I all can't. Said it, too. They all said that's worse. Wiping it once for $500. They all said that's worse than wiping it for $300,000 a year every single day.
I feel like that's something you would have over somebody too, like superiority.
That was the thing. Like, well, that's no the only reason.
Whenever you wanted, you could be like, yeah, remember when you wiped my ass?
Yeah. Well, I mean, along with wiping my ass for a living, you'd also have to deal with me. Hey, this is my buddy Chase. He wipes my ass. I pay him. Like, I pay him to wipe my ass. Hey, I'm Chase. I wipe his ass.
I'll be like, yeah, make fun of me. I get 700K a year. What are you doing, bitch?
But yeah, I just thought it was funny. And Joe Baker was there, and he's like $300,000? He's like, $300,000 I do it with my hand.
Oh, my God. Joe Baker's a disgusting human being. Though.
And then they were all like, I'd call you Mr. Schuerk while I did it for $300,000. I'm like, holy shit.
Those guys are fucked up. I can't.
Because I was kind of with you. I was like, 300K, like, that's a lot. But, like, I'm wiping this man's ass every day.
I can't do poop, man. I just can't.
I gotta have the best insurance. I gotta have, I gotta have some serious. I gotta be driving the company car.
This better have health benefits.
I better get a fucking hazmat suit and a hose to,
Oh, I would do that for 300K.
Oh, well, yeah. But I mean, that's not allowed.
No.
I just wondered what the bar was for you.
700K. It's high.
I think that's fair.
I can't.
Hey, if you listen to this, tweet at us. How much would someone have to pay you to wipe their ass for a living?
Why is this going to be a social media thing?
Please tweet at us. I am literally begging you. Okay. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, you started it, so you end it.
Spread the word.
Oh, spread it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.